Blog Talk Radio.
You are solely responsible for your interactions with other listeners of the Love Zone USA. You understand that the Love Zone USA does not in any way screen its listeners, nor does the Love Zone USA inquire into the backgrounds of its listeners or attempt to verify the statements of its listeners. The Love Zone USA makes no representations or warranties as to the conduct of its listeners or their compatibility with any current or future listeners. In no event shall the Love Zone USA or Blog Talk Radio be liable for any damages whatsoever, whether direct, indirect, general, special, compensatory, consequential, and or incidental, arising out of or relating to the conduct of you or anyone else in connection with the use of this service, including without limitation bodily injury, emotional distress, and or any other damages resulting from communications or meetings with other listeners of this service or persons you meet through this service. You agree to take reasonable precautions in all interactions with other listeners of the Love Zone USA, particularly if you decide to meet in person. In addition, you understand that the Love Zone USA makes no guarantees, either expressed or implied, regarding your ultimate compatibility with individuals you meet through listening to the Love Zone USA. The Love Zone USA. The Love Zone USA.
Welcome to the Girlfriend Network. I'm your host, Tahira Sutton. Happy Tuesday, everyone. It is Tuesday, June 14th. We have a special show today with a fabulous love coach. I never host a show alone, so I want to welcome our guest host, Denise Duran.
Hi, guys. Hello. How are you guys doing?
Are you excited about this show that we're going to have today?
I'm very excited. I'm very excited. I'm excited to hear what our guest, Mei Vu, and I think she's here. She's on the line. She has a lot of great advice for the topic, loving all of me before I can truly love. So I think that's
anyone
important.
Else?
And I'm right? Definitely.
We talk about this all the time on the show, Denise, about really like getting yourself together before you can really love anyone else. So I'm so excited to really, really talk to Mei, just to get down to the tools that what it takes to really not fall in love with yourself, but take care of yourself first before you can try to love someone else.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, my condolences, you know, for what happened this weekend, and it was a terrible thing that happened in Orlando. My prayers go out to everybody because I feel like love is all we need. And, you know, with that being said, it's important to love yourself and to truly learn where that comes from and see what that can bring you in relationships and just with others as well.
Absolutely. It's such a tragedy what happened, you know, in Orlando. So our prayers definitely are out just for the family and even the shooter's family as well. It's really tragic. It's really, really sad that this day and age we're still going through things like this. But it really is a sad time for America. So definitely wanted to lift up our prayers with that. So, you know, Denise, when we get into this, before we first get into the show, we actually, you know, give updates. So what's been going on with you?
I've been busy, as usual. Really busy. just working on a lot of things and just getting ready for the summer to actually see. Because, you know, I just need definitely for this summer to come in and just have my time. I'm getting ready to go on vacation in August. And that's it for me right now. I'm trying to take an easy summer since this whole last few months have been crazy.
Great, great. That sounds good. So,
yeah,
callers,
that's it for me right now.
Very, very to the point. So, callers, you can call in 347-539-5729. And we're going to, you know, get ready for, are we going to go into a song? Let's go into a song.
Yeah, give me. Definitely, definitely, we're going to go into a song, and then we're just going to come right back with our guest.
We can jump right in. All right, so right here on the Girlfriend Network, we're going to go into our first song.
Thank you. even though the love is blind, I'm about to see. I close my eyes, they can't see you in it all. Most of them need dollar signs to make every day your birthday and every night your Valentine. But
often imitated, but never duplicated. TheLoveZoneUSA.com, where you hear the best lawyers.
Hi, this is Gloria Allred. I'll be on The Love Zone USA.
Doctor.
I am a licensed professional counselor here in Atlanta, Georgia. I specialize in love relationships.
Author.
My name is Ralph Richard Banks. I am also the author of Is Marriage for White People?
When I need to lead the weapon against the challenges of love, I'll call on the Love Zone USA. This is Danny Glover.
And music on the internet. The premier station discussing dating, relationships, sex, and marriage with common sense advice, where you can listen to your heart and we live and learn on TheLoveZoneUSA.com.
Welcome back to the Love Zone USA, the Girlfriend Network. I'm your host, Tahira Sutton. I'm here with Denise Duran as well. And call in, guys, 347-539-5729. We have a wonderful guest coming on, Miss Mei Vu, and she's author of Loving All of Me. So I can't wait to speak with her. Denise, is she here yet in the studio?
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
Welcome, Mei. How are you? Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're excited.
We're super excited about your book, Loving All of Me, and, you know, your numerous projects. So the first thing I would like for you to do is just introduce yourself. Let our listeners know where they can find you on social media, where they could get their hands on your stuff.
Oh, well, before we go, I have to make one correction. My book is actually The Divorced Mom's Guide to Dating.
I thought so. When she said Loving All of Me, I'm like, what is she talking about? You're right. Because
no,
that's the topic of the show.
That's the topic of the show.
Oh, okay. So I'm like, what? I thought we were talking about divorced mom. But we had a lot of changes earlier, so I was like, I'll go with it. You're right.
No worries, and this is good.
It is the Divorced Mom's Guide to Dating.
Exactly, the Divorced Mom's Guide to Dating, because they really need guidance.
That's so funny.
They do. Yeah, you know, after we've been married for a while, a lot of us, you know, been married for 10, 15, 20 something years, and then suddenly we find ourselves single again with children, and it's a bloody mess. So anyway, I just love my segment of women. I love their pain, what they go through, and I love helping them make sense out of the dating world for them.
Absolutely. So Mei, once you're married, you know, you have your family, and that's usually your focus. How do you transition from being married to being like a divorced like mom, or, you know, going back into the dating world? That's a hard transition.
It really is. And transitions seem to imply, you know, you change from something to something, but actually, you know, usually for most women, it's an abrupt transition, right? It's a sudden ending, because frankly, all of us, you know, when we were 16 or 12, you know, we sit there by the window and we daydream about one day meeting the guy and then fall in love and get married and have babies and live in a beautiful house forever and ever. We don't sit there and go, and then, you know, by around 45,
when the divorce comes.
I'm going to, you know, won't hope for a divorce. So it's really a shakeup in our psyche.
So what are some things, it is a shakeup in your psyche. I'm sorry, Denise, it is a shakeup in your psyche. Like, when that does happen, what tips do you get? Like, I mean, I would always say counseling, go to counseling after, because it is a different, you're a single woman, so it is a transition. So the roles definitely do change, but I'm imagining when you got into the marriage, the dating world was one way, and then you get back into it, it's another way. That's another, you know, transitioning factor. Now dating is different. So how do you get your feet wet, get back out there? What are some of the tips that you would give, like, our divorced moms?
The very first thing that I say to the divorced moms that come to me is stop dating. Like, just stop. Because what I see women do is they hurt themselves through the dating. If you're dating and after each date you walk away feeling strong, powerful, and confident, and wow, I'm back. Oh my gosh, this was so hot and awesome, and I discover more about myself, then by all means, keep going. You know, like, if that's how you feel, then go. But if you are dating and you're like, oh my gosh, is he going to call me? Am I too old, too fat, too saggy? You know, oh, I don't know if I really want to do that, blah, blah, blah. Then you're probably are repeating some very old patterns of relationships, and you're not having fun, and you're actually with each date end up hurting your sense of confidence in who you are instead of becoming stronger and more powerful as a woman. So that's the first indication whether you should continue dating or stop dating.
Wow.
I'll just pause right there so we can take that in. Because, you know,
yeah,
as a dating coach, it's funny to advise people, it's first thing to stop dating, you know. But if you're hurting yourself, then you need to stop.
So when you say, Denise, I know you have something to say about this. When you say stop dating, like, what are you doing when you stop dating? Because you, one relationship ended. You want to feel, you know, you don't want to stay single. So what are you doing when you stopping the dating portion of it?
Yeah, and what you just about to say was perfect right there. When you say when your relationship ends, you want to fill, that's what most people do, is they want to fill in the hole, the gap, instead of really discovering who they are and what they really want. Most women who are dating again after divorce tend to find that they are repeating the same patterns of men. You know, how come I keep attracting men who are emotionally unavailable, just like my ex-husband, or who is abusive, or who drains the money, or who's irresponsible, or whatever? You know, they tend to see a lot of repeated patterns. And if you're seeing that, then it's like, oh, you know, please don't fill the hole. Don't date because you want to fill the hole, because what you're going to do is end up bringing the same kind of men into your life. And that's too tiring and too painful.
Wow, that is so true. So you're bringing the same cycle back into your life. Wow.
Yeah.
So,
people should only date when they feel full. So that's where the trick is, right? It's a twist, because most people date because they're empty and they want to find someone to fill their void. But actually, my suggestion is you date when you're full, when you come to the table with lots of stuff to give and you don't need him to complete you. That's when you're going to attract a hot man who has so much to give to you, because he's a mirror of who you are.
Yes, hey, May, the hot man. Well, speaking of what you're saying is what actually prompted the title of our show for you, Loving All of Me Before I Can Truly Love. Because, you know, I looked on your website and I spoke to your publicist and I saw so many different amazing factors of what you're bringing to women. And I saw something that caught my eye, To Be Loved, the book tour, which is something that you're trying to do to bring your divorce dating book and a lot of other counseling and different types of retreats that you do. Now, with that being said, once you help these women realize the fulfillment, have you seen the change in the type of men they attracted? How does that work?
Oh, immediately. Oh, it's so good. I mean, literally, women are changing their pattern in 3 to 6 months, honestly. And it's amazing to watch. And it's so good now that I literally guarantee my work. You know, if after 6 months you don't see a drastic change in who you're with, how you are, how you love yourself, how you can attract love in your life, you know, I'll give you your money back completely, no question asked, because that's how confident I am of what has been working. And it's not just for American women either. You know, I work both in the U.S. and in Sweden, and it's amazing to see how this method translate and is cross cultural.
That's that's very interesting.
We
always talk about this. We love that, because we always talk about on the show how it starts with you in dealing with you, because a lot of people, you know, call in and they're in a relationship, but they're like halfway broken as a person in the relationship. And we always say, like, you have to get solid with yourself before you can even love someone else. So this is more than refreshing to hear that this is an actual method behind it, and that it's proven that you would definitely guarantee it. So, Meg, what techniques would you say, like, during that time where you, like, stop the dating to work on, how can people, like, women really work on themselves, like, loving themselves better? What type of techniques or what type of things that you would suggest to do during that time?
Yeah, so usually when women work with me in the first 3 months, I really do invite them to stop dating and then somehow to focus on how to heal themselves, how to learn to listen to themselves and become their own best friend. What happens to most women that I find, and I've coached and worked with over 1,000 women worldwide in the last 20 years, and what I notice is that we are run by three main things. One is that we think we are responsible for everything, so we carry the whole world on our shoulders. We keep saying yes and yes and yes, and we keep saying no to ourselves, but saying yes to the demand of the world. So that really sink us terribly. And then underneath that, the second thing that we face is deep inside, we're run by this guilt and fear that we're not good enough. And that one drives us into the ground with more yeses, more responsibilities, and then to like seal the coffin is that the third thing we do is that we walk on eggshells trying to please everyone. I don't know what made us decided that we are responsible for everything and that we should be walking on eggshells trying to please everyone and that we're not good enough. But that's what we do to ourselves. And this is why we keep attracting men who abuse us or who neglect us, who does not know how to treat us like, you know, a beautiful princess that deserves to be loved, adored, and cherished.
That's right. That's right. And I love the fact that you broke it down in those three elements. Now, you said that you've done work in Sweden, you've done here work in U.S. What are the cultural barriers that you've had to endure with trying to teach women to reevaluate themselves and not feel guilt? Because a lot of women feel guilt in different types of culture. So how did you work through that with women from different cultural backgrounds?
Well, it's so interesting how the cultures are different and the society norms are different, but underneath at the core, those three things lurks for all of us. Women from Australia face this, women in Asia, women everywhere, we keep feeling like we're not good enough and that it's our job to do everything and that we should be trying to please everybody, making everyone happy, and no one is happy. You know, and the harder we work, the worse things get for us. So it creates so much anger and frustration. Every woman have this low grade but very high level of anger and resentment in her world that she tried to cover it up with. It's all good. Everything's okay. You know, I'll just put on a fake smile and, you know, maybe get bigger boobs and that will fix everything. And it doesn't. It's just so painful for them. And then when I create a space for them to be honest with themselves, oh my goodness, all this anger comes out. You know, it's like, oh, I'm so mad. I'm so mad at myself. I'm so mad at God. I'm so mad at men. And then, but yet they keep trying to date. It's like, if you're so mad at men, please stop dating until you heal that. Right?
Right.
Anyway, so, yeah.
Okay. I mean,
we had to think about that one.
We had to think about that. Like, wait a minute.
We had to think about that a little bit.
We've had people call in the show, and Tahira could tell you, May, and we've had even men or women even call in, mostly women, you know, with anger issues, feeling some type of way about a man, or having father issues or having these deep-rooted things. And, you know, Tahira could go ahead and answer this for me. What have you always said to the guests about father figures and having the appropriate man court you and teach you how you had your childhood with your father? That's why you've had a healthy relationship.
Amen, sister. That is it. go, tell us.
No, absolutely. Like, for me, like, my expectation on how I should be treated and not treated was on the first interaction and teaching from my father. So if they don't follow that format that he set, the mold, I'm just like, okay, this is a red flag. So for me, that's for me when I was, you know, dating and things like that, those are the measures that I would, you know, he set the mold. So that's what I would measure by. But I know, like, when you're going through a divorce or even a really, really bad breakup when you were with someone for a long time, it is very hurtful. And May, you're very right on this. We take a lot on. So yeah. I definitely agree, not just self-time, but, like, maybe some counseling and things like that, because it's – do you agree that it's, like, a grieving process that you kind of go through when you go through
Absolutely.
Different transitions? So.
Yeah, I think you need – I think there's a progression. Like, when you first hit – when divorce first hit you, you really should go to counseling. You should go to therapy because it is so painful and it's a good place to help you cry and get in touch with a lot of emotion that you probably haven't been in touch with for a long, long time. But after about 6 months of that, then you really should start shifting that and move to like a relationship coach or someone like that, because coaching helps you move forward. You know, therapy helps you be with what is and dig deep and go back and try to understand what happened, your childhood and all that stuff. But then when you're ready to move forward, that's where someone like me can come in. You know, it's like, okay, let me show you how to do this so that you don't repeat the patterns that you've been repeating with men, so that you do undo your father issue and understand how all that play in there and start dating again.
Definitely, I agree. And once you start doing that, you know, having an example in your life, like women have had, like to hear about other women or someone who has not had that example, loving yourself and learning what you like and what you can get over helps you move on, which comes to that whole live event that I saw that you had. So tell everybody about that, because you used the word hot, and it's a hot, hot event.
you mean my little hot life, hot love event?
Hot life, hot love.
Three times a year. Hot life, hot love, baby. Well, think about it. Why not hot, right? If you're going to live this life, why not make it hot? And if you're going to have love, it better be hot. And along with that comes hot career, hot business, everything that folds in there. Mm-hmm. That's how I would like to live my life. I do not want to just live a life of mediocre or lukewarm, you know, live me in my lukewarm life. No, thank you. So anyway, I do it three times a year, twice in California. The next one is August 6th and 7th. And then I'll go to Sweden and do my the last one for the year in October in Sweden. So it's two days jam-packed of tips and understanding of what happened to you, how you got into this mess that you're in, and then how do you get out of that. And the best part about my event is it's actually a free event. So all you have to do is register for your seat, deposit $97 to capture your seat. And then when you come on the first day, I have the check. I have your name tag, and I got your check for you. And that's it.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
That's amazing.
That's awesome of you. That is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so I figure, it's like,
No, you give it. Okay, that sounds really awesome. And at what point, because I know we talked about where they're going to, stop dating and then we're going to start going with the life love coach. But then what happens, when is the time where you're saying like, you're fully loving yourself correctly, now it's time to date? Would you determine that? Or is that like a client decision?
It's not quite black and white as that, actually, because there's a twist in that. It is so true that we need to learn to love and heal ourselves before we start dating, or else you're going to keep attracting men who suck on you, because that's the mirror effect of what's inside you is what you attract outside of you.
That is so true.
It's not a black and white as in like, okay, now you're healed, now you can go and date men. It's actually not like that, because then you just set up a new set of expectation of yourself. And, women are so good. You know how it feeds into that you're not good enough? So it feeds into the you're not good enough yet, you're not good enough yet. It's not that. It's more like now that you understand how to love yourself and you have the right tools to tend to yourself, then now you're ready to date. And with having me in your life, then I can show you when you get too attached and how you can use the tools and the technology that I teach you. So it's a learning by doing. So it's not a when you're done, then you can date. It's like, okay, you learn enough tools now and you're peaceful enough with yourself and you're not angry so much anymore. Now let's play. Now let's bring in a man or a woman, a partner, so that you can see how this plays out. And then you can start to learn to guide yourself. That's where the beautiful work is for us to learn to guide ourselves through dating so that we can make better choices and be conscious about it.
Mm-hmm. And then make our love life hot. Right.
Exactly.
Just
and
go
keeping
for
it.
It
hot. You gotta
yes,
make it hot.
That's important.
And keep it hot. That's where the trick is. And most people, their love life start out hot, but then it fizzles in the middle or at the end.
And then it's a
because
flop.
They don't know how to do it. Exactly. So no flop.
And it's a flop.
Life.
Yeah, we don't like that over here at the Love Network.
Huh? We could do flop life and flop love, right?
Yeah, flop life and flop love. So, May, let me ask you the question, because what I'm assuming, like, you see the actual transformation of the person and, like, the sizzle that's brought back into, you know, your client's life. That must be very, very rewarding to see how you impact lives like that.
It is the most honoring process I could pass. I'm just humbled by the gift mm-hmm. that I've been given in this lifetime. And, you know, my life hasn't just started out so fancy and easy, right? I was born in Vietnam. I clawed my way out of that country. We escaped and we came here as an immigrant with no money, and we were on welfare. So
wow.
Love and hotness and all that stuff just really didn't exist. Only survival exists for me. And then I went into a marriage that was a decent marriage. It was a decent marriage, but I worked it into the ground, and we lost all the fizzle because I never believed that I should be loved, adored, and cherished like that. So I just, like, unknowingly, I wrecked it by my hard working, by so much stress, and by, you know, again, putting myself last and trying to please everybody and you know, running by guilt
right,
and feeling that I'm not good enough, right? So
mm-hmm.
so I saw how I did that. And then, so when I have this chance to do over with my divorce and then reclaiming myself, I literally went through 3 years, what I call it my PhD in learning about love, relationship, and sex, where I went from knowing only one man, which was my ex-husband, intimately,
mm-hmm.
and I experimented with 35 men in 3 years. I mean, I just subjected my
yeah,
body,
May.
My
you
heart,
got it popping.
Everything. I know, so that I can really learn what does it take for me as a woman to love from a wholeness, from a place of really knowing myself rather than from depletion and emptiness like I was before.
Man,
wow,
you know what? That's a lot. And I really love the fact that you can be open, because, you know, at the Girlfriend Network, we totally, totally, you know, give that to the opportunity to women and anyone who calls into the show to feel so comfortable and understand that it's okay to love yourself. It's okay to explore. You know, it's okay to, you know, find yourself, and you had your fun, and now you know exactly what you want. A lot of people are scared to do that, and we talk about that a
yeah.
lot, too.
You know, I didn't know what I wanted until I started experimenting. I thought to be a good woman was to save myself, get married,
mm-hmm.
and then have children, and then pay bills, and live happily ever after. Well, now that I know what I know, I'm like, that was a crazy formula. I can't believe I believed in that, you know. But that's what we were taught as children and as girls. And so anyway, so that didn't go well. And so I had to find out, what do I really want? Who am I as a human being, as a woman, as a sexual being, as a mother, as a career woman, you know, all those pieces. And I think we don't do ourselves justice. I don't think we give ourselves enough exploration and enough experiences to really know who we are as a sexual being, who we are as a human being, and what it is that we really want.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
I agree.
So, May, and I don't want to use the word transition anymore now that we're talking so intimately. When did you come to the conclusion that, okay, I'm going to explore this option and with, you know, the men? How did you do that? Did you just test? Like, was it like, oh, I feel like, was it based on feelings or based on thought?
Oh, good grief. That's a whole show.
I'd love to talk about this.
It
so
is. Maybe you can come back and we can discuss that on the show.
Yes.
But
really
I'm just really, really
day,
curious because absolutely. I'm very curious because this is something that women don't talk about. Like, we are taught to, like, hold out. And I get it. But sometimes, like, you want – how do you know what you like and what you don't like if you've never tried it or explored in that area to weigh it out?
Exactly. Exactly. I didn't know, you know. And I'll start sharing. And I'm hesitating because it's such a big story. But I'm happy to just start it, and then I'm happy to come back. And okay. I was 39 years old, and suddenly, you know, I was getting ready to turn 39, and I was on a massaging table, and my massage therapist, you know, just nonchalantly said, "So, what are you going to do to celebrate your birthday?" And out of me come this voice that said, "Put on a sex party." And I was on the table. And I'm like, "Whoa." At that time, I was married. My daughter was 3 years old. You know, it was like, and I was the CEO of my coaching company. So I'm like, what the heck do I have anything to do with a sex party? I don't even know what that is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, I was arguing with myself on that table going, no, I can't do that. That's crazy. You know, where did that noise come from? And back came the voice, and it says, are you going to set us free, or are you going to kill us off in this lifetime?
Wow.
And I just started, tears just start spewing out of my eyes just from that thought. And I realized that I have been such a good girl, such a good woman, that I have been shutting that off. And I secretly made a pact, you know, that I'm going to shut that whole thing off and be proper for the rest of my life instead of really finding out who I am and what I really want around my sexuality. So I went home and I told my husband, I'm like, guess what I'm going to do for my birthday? And he's like, what? And I'm like, I'm going to put on a sex party. And he goes, cool. And I'm like, wow, really? And he goes, yeah, of course. I know that you've only known me, so we need to do something to help you understand this. And I just thought, wow, this – like I said, he was a great guy, and it was a decent marriage, you know. And so we did open it up, and I created this sacred party. It was all up front, no cheating, no lying. And I had 12 people there. It was gorgeous, gorgeous night. Every little detail of that story was gorgeous. And what it did was it opened up my marriage, and we were so innocent and unprepared for such a dynamic force to come into our life. And so after 6 months of that, we had to just sit still, separate so that we can figure out what was going on. And we actually sat still for 3 years to really look at ourselves and figure out what's going on and who we are and what's happening. And then we asked ourselves the big question, you know, like, do we want to be together? And he said, he felt complete with our marriage, and I was shocked. I was like, what? Anyway, but that's when we declared it, okay, so let's set this free. And 6 years later, we finally signed the paperwork, and we made sure that we both were healed enough to say goodbye properly and kindly to each other, and that's what we did.
Wow.
Wow.
That is so really, you can write a book about a peaceful
divorce.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's definitely true.
That is so amazing, May. Wow.
Yes.
That's without, you know, I didn't say that I was crying a lot of those times. Like, there was like a thousand tears that was shed everywhere in those 6 years.
I mean, of course, you know, you were finding yourself and he gave you opportunity and you broke free. And now you're free to show all these women this beautiful gift that you've been given. And that's truly a blessing.
Yeah,
truly.
Absolutely. Because you're helping, like, the impact, just to hear you talk about things, like, areas that sometimes marriage covers, you know, like, we do take on the nurturers of the world, and we take on everything. And this is a way that a woman can get back to herself and just get back to the, you know, the real things that she initially fell in love with, or maybe really didn't know about herself, and to explore and to find out who this amazing, impeccable woman really is inside. So this is definitely an excellent way to really not just recover, but rediscover who you really are.
Yeah,
I like that. I like that.
I was listening to your words, and they have so much meaning in there. I want to highlight it again, because I really do think that for some weird reason, most women don't realize how beautiful we are, how much we have to offer, how powerful we really are, and how much right, our birthright to be on this planet and to really, really shine and have life exactly the way we want it. And when we do have it exactly the way we want it, everything around us gets better. It doesn't get worse.
Yeah.
And I think we just throw all of that away, and we take on the role of mom, we take on the role of caretaker, we take on the role of worker bees, and I think we do ourselves a huge disservice, and a lot of women never really get how beautiful they are when they die.
Very true. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful message. Very true.
Very true.
Now, May, we definitely appreciate everything you've given to us, your beautiful energy, your words, and your inspiration. You know, let everybody know what website and where they can reach you, and, you know, how they can get in contact with you. You're welcome to stay longer on the show. I mean, I wanted to go into a song because I feel this woman power thing with you and Tahir on the line. I want to play the Beyonce song, Sorry, because, you know, we women should never be sorry for being who we are. And just let everybody know from where they can contact you and where they can get your information and where your book is available and everything like that.
My book is called The Divorced Mom's Guide to Dating. It's on Amazon. Just Google that up, The Divorced Mom's Guide to Dating. And you can find me on Facebook, Divorced Mom's Guide to Dating, same thing. And on Twitter, Divorced Mom's Guide to Dating, hello. I try to make it easy for you to find me. And I think that's plenty of places to find me. So get my book. It's actually not just for divorced mom. It's for all women who want to be loved, adored, and cherished in their life. And what better relationship advice than someone who had gone through a divorce themselves, right? So I know to wreck a marriage, and I know what it's like to rebuild one and to have a really hot life with hot love in your life.
Absolutely. Awesome. The whole rebuilding process, and, you know, just because sometimes, you know, in divorce you have children, so you have to co-parent with the divorcee, and that's hard within itself. So the tips that you give are phenomenal. I mean, you're really, I would say, saving lives and really impacting women to putting them in touch with the beauty that they are. And they sometimes it gets, you know, overwhelmed with, you know, relationships and taking on the different roles. So I definitely commend you for what you're doing.
Yes.
I want to get the book. I'm not divorced, but I would like to get the book just to read, because I think it's not just, like you said, going to help divorce women, but also single women that are looking to, you know, get married. They can know what to expect and also how to keep it real with themselves as far as loving themselves first and putting themselves first.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And
I agree.
A married woman who wants a better relationship with your husband, read my book. I promise you, you'll be like, oh my God, I gotta talk to May, because it is, my signature work is so unique from what you've seen out there. So it's a very refreshing relationship.
We love it. And love it. May, I don't know if you've ever seen this show. It's called Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce. They need you on that show. It's on Bravo. It's about a woman who wrote a book on.
Yeah.
Yes, they definitely need you on that show.
They definitely need you on that.
I should have my PR person look it up and see about pitching.
Yes, you should.
Absolutely.
You should.
Absolutely, May. It's a perfect
absolutely.
Fit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We thank you so much. We thank you
thank
so much
you.
For being on the show and giving us these wonderful tips and just amazing story that you have. And we thank you so much. And you're always welcome back on the Girlfriend Network.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you for the work that you do, too, to call, to bring the best to your audience and sharing your love for women through your show. I can feel your stand for women out there.
Thank you. Okay. Well, that was wonderful. So, Denise, you're going to get into the song?
Yes, I'm definitely going to get into the song, and I want to thank everybody for listening, and I want to thank May again and all of our
thank
listeners,
you, May.
And goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Eric Benet, and I want to spend an evening with you, my fans, on the LoveZoneUSA.com. On Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, I'll be stopping by the LoveZoneUSA.com to share my music from past, present, and future. So come on by and join me Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern so we can spend an evening together on the LoveZoneUSA.com.